get started. 12:45. सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते। संप्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति डुक्रुन् कर्णे। भज गोविन्दं भज गोविन्दं गोविन्दं भज मूढमते। टुडे वी विल सी द समरी ऑफ द होल Bhaj Govindam, and then we still have to cover that last one shloka. So we'll see that also. Bhagwan Adi Shankaracharya ji has been trying to present to us with this Bhaj Govindam that look at our life, and in that life, how much do we have this thought of Bhagwan, the thought of spirituality, being the center. All and everybody's life normally runs around the three eshanas: vitteshana, putreshana, kame, lokeshana. So all these desires only are driving people to do whatever they do. So have you looked at your life and really seen what is the worth? So this Bhaj Govindam is kind of trying to question this way. So we will see the summary based on these center themes that could be found, like underlying theme which have been picked up and then elaborated upon. So the first topic, you're welcome. So the first topic that Adi Shankaracharya ji starts off with is wealth. In order to sustain anything, wealth is needed. You remove Vishnuji from Lakshmiji, there is no world. Samsara will fall apart. So he needed Lakshmiji to start. Therefore, wealth is needed. But then what is the understanding that has to go behind the wealth? So therefore, the first topic taken up is about wealth. So shloka number 2 is where the first understanding of wealth is. Mood jahihi dhanagama trishna. Give up this desire for wealth. Cannot say directly give up wealth. Then nobody would want to do anything. Give up wealth? No. But starts off with saying give up the desire for wealth. Why? Because that desire, if you don't give up, it will lead you to do action which will be wrong, which will not be just. Because wealth can do things to people that it will drive them away into wrong direction. So, kuru sadbuddhim, have a right thinking about wealth. And then, yallabhase, then whatever you gain, be content with that, be happy with that. So, using the right means to gain the wealth. And vittam teena vinodaya chittam. And then enjoy, rejoice in the wealth that you have earned. That is to start off with. Then to go deeper, shloka number 11 is where he hits another hammer. Ma guru dhana jana yauvana garmam. So this wealth that you have so much garva about, fine, you earned it and you are enjoying it. But then you let this garva creep in, this pride that you are earning. Don't let it take your mind away. Harati nimeshat kalasar. Otherwise it will take your everything away. How do you get away from it? Maya mayam idam akhilam buddha. No, it is filled with maya. No, it is filled with delusion. Know that it is only shining from the top, but from the depth, it is nothing. I don't know if I had ever told about this experiment I saw. So some guy in a seminar did an experiment, and he told people, you crumple up all your money, and then you sit on it. So everybody did. They took out a note, a bill, they crumpled it up, and then put it under their seat and they sat on top of it. And then he went on continuing talking about all these things that are good and bad and all these things. And finally at the end of his seminar he says, okay, now why don't you take out the bill? He says, okay. He did take it out and then he says, okay, now it is crumpled up, it is no use. Will you throw it away in your garbage? He says, no, I will straighten it out and I can still use it. Says, if that is the case, then you look at your own self. If somebody says something negative to you, if somebody puts you down, then why do you say, I'm done, I cannot be useful anymore? You can also pick yourself up and then you move forward. So, that's the idea. That wealth, it is meant only for transaction. And it is only going to give you that much. It is not going to give you much more than that. So know that it is delusion only. Brahma padam tvam pravisha viditva. And then knowing this, you enter the path of spirituality. And then he hits the biggest hammer in shloka 29. Yes. Artham anartham. First he said that artha is, you know, don't have desire for wealth. Then he says, all the wealth is anartham, it is useless, it is not going to give you anything. Because now the point to talk about is, in the path of spirituality, wealth cannot be the means. You cannot buy your way into self-realization. You cannot go to a market and get a helmet which will make your mind so calm that it will enter into samadhi. You cannot buy any gadgets or equipment that will shut you out of this whole world. So, wealth artham. It is also even anartham if you think about going to swarga. Because swarga also cannot get you by the wealth. So, artham anartham bhavaya nityam. Nasti tata sukhalesha satyam. There is not a wee bit of truth. And that is a wee bit of reality. That is the truth. And those who have it, they have to fear even their own child. Fear of the world is there, but they have to fear even their own child. Therefore, be careful with wealth. Do not play around with this wealth as though you have got whole lifetime. Then the next idea that was presented is related to opposite gender, the desire for opposite gender, desire for pleasure. So that is on shloka number 3. Nari stanabhara nabhi desham drishtva maga mohavesham. So seeing the flesh of an opposite gender, do not become so crazy that you have forgotten who you are. Mohavesham. Avesha means like you have been overpowered by something. So don't let that overpower you. Be in control. Be in control of your mind and senses. Etana mamsavasadi vikaram. Know that it is nothing but filled with flesh. Manasi vichintaya varam varam. And then repeatedly repeat in this mind. How the desires are present and how to avoid those desires is also present. How to remove ourselves out of that. Then furthermore is presented in shloka number 13. Kate kanta dhanagata chinta vatulakim tava nasti niyanta. So relying so much on these pleasure, we say that they are only going to carry me. Vatulakim tava nasti niyanta. You think that only your beloved or your children are going to carry you. Where is your faith? Where is your center point? Have you forgotten that? That is the questioning attitude. Vatulakim tava nasti niyanta. Do you not have a faith in your controller? Trijagati sajjana sangati reka bhavati bhavarnav tarane nauka. The only way to get out is satsanga. Go to satsanga. And then shloka number 28. Sukhatah kriyate rama bhoga paschadhanta sharire roga. Having not learned that these desires are so dangerous, still you continue to enjoy the pleasure. Like you are blissful about all those joys. Sukhatah kriyate rama bhoga. And then you have to suffer all the consequences. All the things that the body has to take upon. Paschadhanta sharire roga. Yadyapi loke maranam sharanam tadapi namanchati papacharanam. Knowing all too well that everybody has to die, yet you continue to be succumbed by the desires. Be just rolling around in desires, thinking that that is the pleasurable thing to do. Attraction towards opposite gender, attraction towards strong desires. Attack on that. Then, attacking the life that is lived with life that is lived vicariously, without worrying about anything, just having fun, enjoying, thinking that I have such a long life. So an attack on that, a reality check of that. Shloka number 4. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam tadvat jivitam atishaya chapalam. It is very fickle. Life will just go away tomorrow and we will not even know. We will be thinking, that is four, shloka number four. So we will not even know that all these things that I've done, hoping that I want to build upon it, all of that will just go away tomorrow. Life is as fickle as that. And you still continue to play and build all these imaginary dreams on which you're going to put so much effort, and not putting effort on your spiritual goal, on your spiritual sadhana. Vidhi vyadhi abhimanagrastam lokam shokam hatam cha samastam. So this life which is filled with vyadhi, disease, abhimana, pride. You want to live a life with all of these things and think that you will have lots of time than to live your spiritual life, but you won't. And that explained in 7. Balastavat krida saktaha, tarunastavat taruni saktaha, vruddhastavat chinta saktaha, parame brahmani kopina saktaha. So, thinking life has so many purpose, but we yet don't take opportunity. As a bala, I am to take knowledge in, I am to absorb all that knowledge as much as I can, but I cannot. Mind is fully grasped, fully stuck around or absorbed by plays, childhood plays, games, all these things. And then tarunastavat taruni sakta. And then when I get little young, then all my thinking is about the opposite gender. That is what high school has become now. On the hallway and the between periods, that's all happens. So, tarunastavat taruni saktaha and vruddhastavat chinta sakta. Worries. I did this in my life. I could have done this in my life. I wish I had done this in my life. I had opportunity to do this in life. All those past worries, they come about. So, our life which we thought we could have used for spiritual sadhana, we cannot use because all of that has been wasted. So showing us that life, which is very precious, what have you done with that life? Instead of instilling values from the childhood itself, you kept on enjoying your pleasures, the wealth, the desires, all those. They do not help. Then he says, your relations also will not help. Relationships that we build in this world, they are also temporary in their nature. And that temporary relationship cannot give lasting fulfillment. So shloka number 5. Yavad vitto parjana saktaha, tavan nija parivaro raktaha. Till we are able to earn, the family is going to be always happy with us. They will look after us. They will bring this and that. Will even praise and give compliments. Once you stop earning, we will give a corner to you, and in that corner, you stay. If you don't want to stay, go buy your own house. This becomes the truth. Those family members, we thought, I did all these things just for you guys, and this is what you bring me to. So, this is the reality, the fact check about our families. So in reality, they are not only meant as a transaction. Even if that is not doesn't drive a thinking to you, then he says, okay, your relation that you consider most dearest, even that relation is not going to help you. The relation with a spouse. Yavat pavano nivasati dehe, tavan pruchati kushalam gehe, gatavati vayo deha paye, bharya bibhyati tasmin kaye. Your spouse that you said, okay, this person is my soulmate, till death do us apart. Only till death you are together, only to look after each other. That's it. After death, that person will not be with you. That person will be scared of your body. The person who could not stand away from you when you were alive said, I want to go everywhere you are going, would run away from your body the moment that prana goes away from you. What is more important? That prana was more important for her or him than the body. But yet you continued to pleasure the body, give all these nice luxuries to the body. So think about what is the essence of all the relationships. They are only transactional. Fulfill the transaction and then let them go. Do not be attached by those transactions. Then shloka number 8 again. Kateka. No, wait. I thought we did. Kate kanta kaste putraha samsaroyam ativa vichitraha kasya tvam kaha kuta ayataha tattvam chintayata diha prata. Question these relationships. Do not just take these relations for granted. Question them. See the reality behind them. Who are they really? Your spouse, your children, they are just mere transaction in this world, samsara. And therefore it is vichitra. It shows something else, but then it is something else. Oh, one time I was in Badri, and there was this young boy. After the session was over, you know, passing out some prasadam. And I asked him, how did you like it? He paused for a little bit and then said, it is all right. It is not so great. So then the mother says, he doesn't have any filter. So I'm thinking to myself afterwards, what does that really mean? It doesn't have a filter. Is that what we're teaching, that you should have a filter so that you can lie to others, so that you can tell the people, okay, this is good. If that is the way, this is the samsara, how vichitra it is. How strange it is that on the face we will say something else, and we should say that this is only my thinking. Let the world not worry about my thinking. So this is the vichitra, the strangeness of the samsara. Strangeness of relations also. Then the next shloka, which kind of relates to this, is 23. Kastvam koham kuta ayataha kame janani kome tataha. Again, ask this question. Who are all of this? Who are you? Where did you come from? The real relation to have is with this self instead of the relation with the entire world. So see, where is your relation? Who are you? Iti paribhavaya sarvam. Come to know this and come to know that the relations in this world are asaram, has no essence, is completely baseless, cannot give you the paramartha. But your relation with your own self gives you the ultimate truth. Vishwam tyaktva swapna vicharam. And give up this world thinking it is swapna, thinking it is dream. Be ready to just drop it like that. As soon as we wake up, when we know it is a dream, we just say it is a dream and we walk away. We don't think, I wish it was really real. I wish I could. No, we know it was false. I don't even have to think twice. I move away. I walk away. Like that, walk away from these when the thought of spirituality comes. Be ready to say that I'm willing to drop off. And finally, 25. Shatrau mitre putre bandhav, ma kuru yatnam vigraha sandhav. In order to maintain the relations, we do so many things. To please those relatives that come. The guests are coming out of town. Therefore, in order to please those guests, I have to exclude, you have to exclude me out of this program. I cannot make it. Or, you know, my distant relative is coming. I have to see them. Fine, you see them. But then does that get involved into your spiritual sadhana? If it does, then that relation maintaining is not going to help you at all. They will come, they will enjoy, they will go away. You will be left still disturbed, even before, even after. You were disturbed before that I have to please them. You are disturbed after that all I did to please them and all they did was just eat and go away from here. Left me to do all the cleaning. And Shatru. Even towards enemy, we do not have to be so animosity. Just let them be. That is their way to be animus, to have that animosity towards us. I am not like that. I will not be bothered by it. I will not carry the thought that this is my enemy along with me all the time. Because if I do, I am stuck by that thought. That thought has been pulling me down all the time. So I have to learn to overcome that. Sarvasminnapi pashyatmanam. See the truth in all of them. See the self in all of them. Sarvatra utasrija bheda jnanam. And destroy the bheda, the difference that we have created. My relative, my enemy. That my is because of the likes and dislikes. You remove the likes and dislikes, they're all the same. Nobody is different. Relation and their true understanding, their true meaning is presented. Then, another thought that is presented is the desires that are there. All these desires, wealth, opposite gender, family relations, all these desires and many other desires, they are hard to die. And we think that they're just going to go away like that, they will not go away. So then some shlokas related to that. Shloka number 12. Dinyaminyau sayam prataha shishiravasantau punarayataha. Right? Time goes, seasons come, they go back and forth, back and forth. And thinking that I didn't do this year, I will do it next year. But next year comes, still the desire is not gone. And still we do not get a chance. I will study the Patha, Ramayana, Tulsi Ramayana. And 1 year goes by. Again that same Tulsidas Ji's Jayanti comes and says, I'm here, where have you been? I was busy with my dealings. So, dinyaminyau sayam pratah shishiravasantau punarayatah kalah kridati gacchati ayuho tadapi namunchati ashavayuho. Still the desire, that wind of desire does not go away. It's so strong. Then shloka number 15. Angam galitam palitam mundam dashanavihinam jatam pindam vriddho yati gruhitva dandam tadapina munchati ashapindam. Grow old, body becomes weak. Why it became weak? Because you are enjoying the desires all the time. So body became weak. Palitam mundam, your hair became white. Then dashanavihinam jatam tundam, you have to wear now the dentures. So you cannot eat with your teeth also, because you have chewed out the whole world. How much more you want to chew? So you get dentures to chew them. Vruddho yati gruhitva dandam. But still that desire has not gone. The point presented is that we have kept certain aspect of our life for certain things, thinking that I will do this in this life, I will do this in this part of life, I will do this, this, this part of life. And spirituality gets the last part of life. And we're not able to do anything in that time period. So this desire is so hard to get rid of. Thinking that if we can just enjoy everything out of it, no, it doesn't go away. Think we just put it away, no, it will not go away. It has to be worked on. So showing this idea. So how do you work on it? So it says, you figure out the cause and effect between these desires. What is causing your desire? Why are you desirous of something? It is because I know that I am not fulfilled. So therefore I desire, and that desire will make me fulfilled. This is the simplest reason. So you do your cause and effect hunting and you will get the answer. So vayasi gate ekah kama vikara. Where is the, when that age has gone by, where is that passion, that desire that you had? To some extent, some of our desires, they do go away. And that is what it is asking. That passion that was so strong, where did it go away? Age went away. The cause and effect. Shushke nire kah kasara. Where is the lake without water? You remove the water, no lake. It is just a big hole in the ground. Chine vitte kah parivara. Already showed the point. Wealth gone. Where is your family? No family. They will keep you aside. And gnyate tatve kah samsara. The way to get rid of desires is to know the truth. The truth is, the whole cause of desire is ignorance. I am ignorant that I am unfulfilled. And knowledge, gnyate tatve, the tattva, when I know that I am fulfilled already, I don't need anything else to fulfill me. I am self-reliant. I don't have anything else to be relied upon. The samsara will go away, vanish like that. Then in order to work on these desires, to get rid of these desires, we must follow certain sadhanas. By performing those sadhanas, we can easily come out of them. So therefore, some sadhanas are mentioned. But it depends also on what sadhana they are. Because if the sadhanas are rajasic and tamasic in nature, no matter how much we perform those sadhanas, our desire will not go away. It will stay strong with us. But if the sadhanas are perfect, right, then they will help us. So sadhana number one mentioned, shloka number 14. Jatilo mundi lunchita keshaha. The wrong kind of sadhana. You grow a matted lock. Jatilaha mundi. Lunchita keshaha. Or you pluck your hair one by one and become bald. Kashayambara bahukrita veshaha. On wearing ochre robes. Pashyanna pichana pashyati moodaha. Hyudara nimittam bahukrita veshaha. The ultimate purpose behind there was they are doing it for udara nimittam, for their stomach, for their food. So ultimately the desire was still there. So you keep the desire and then you do the tapas will not help. This is kind of considered as one of the sattvic or tamasic or rajasic tapas. All these outward action will have no meaning if within the desires are still there. So get rid of those desires and then see further. And then 16. Agre vahni prishte bhanuhu ratrau chibuka samarpita januhu karatala bhikshas tarutala vasaha tadapina munchati asha pashaha. The snare of desire. It doesn't go away. If you think that I will sit in front of a fire and not have anything else, meaning I will have no other means for me in this world to sustain my life, fire alone I need. Agre vahni, prishte bhanuhu, and in the back I am scorched by the sun. Meaning I am not relying on the worldly things to sustain my livelihood. One fire is enough. And at night, I don't even need clothes. Without clothes, I will just ratrau chibuka samarpita janu. I will sleep in a position where babies, they tuck their chin into their knees. Like that I will sleep. And how do I walk around? Karatala bhikshas tarutala vasa. And in my hand, only one bhiksha patra. Whatever somebody gives me, I will eat. Tadapina munchati asha pasha. If the desire is there, that sadhana is meaningless. It will give you nothing because you are carrying that desire with you. Then the next one. Kurute Ganga Sagara Gamanam. Vrata Paripalanam Athavadanam. These are all good things. 17. Yes. Kurute Ganga Sagara Gamanam. Go to Ganga Sagar. All the way to east. Right where the Gangaji meets in the ocean. So you go to Ganga Sagar. Do a pilgrimage. Vrata paripalanam. Follow a vrata. Follow a vow. Then, athva danam. Give donation. These are all good things, good sadhanas. Jnana vihina sarva matena. But if the knowledge is not there behind why you are doing it, why you are going on a pilgrimage, why you are following a vrata, why you are giving a dana, if that knowledge is not there, understanding is not there, bhajatina muktim janmashatena. You can be doing it for thousands of years, but you will not get mukti. You will not get self-realization. So these sadhanas that are done with not proper understanding, these are rajasic and tamasic sadhanas. Should not do them. But you can do them with right understanding. Then the ones that are sattvic sadhanas, good sadhanas to do. Bhagavad Gita, kinchid adhita. Just a little bit of Bhagavad Gita you do a study of. Not a lot, just a little bit. Ganga jalalava kanika pita. Even a drop of Ganga jal. You drink. Sakruta piyena murari samarja. For once you worship, do a puja of Bhagavan. Kriyate tasya yamena na charcha. You will not have to do any communications with Yama. Just little bit of this sadhana. But how strong that sadhana is, that when that sadhana is done, it is done with proper understanding. When you do Adhyayan of a Gita, you're not simply just going through it like how Gurudev says, right? You can go through Bhagavad Gita, but how many times Bhagavad Gita has gone through you? That is what matters. So here Adhyayan is done with that understanding that Bhagavad Gita is flowing through me. I am revering as I am studying Bhagavad Gita. Same way when Gangajal is drunk, I feel I am become pured and I will not want to commit more sin. Otherwise I drink and then I say, okay, bring on the next Johnny Walker at night. Morning, Ganga Jal, and evening, Johnny Walker. So then that is not the right understanding. It should give us the understanding that I am now committed to stop doing more sins. I don't want to commit more sins. And worshipping Bhagwan with this understanding that I want to connect with you. You are the only one. You are the Mura Ari. You are the destroyer of this demon Mura, and you destroy my demon in my head. 27. Geyam Gita Nama Sahasram. Chant this Bhagavad Gita. Before it was dhyana, now it is chanting. Purify your speech by chanting. That is a sadhana. Gheyam Shripati Rupa Majasram. Do a dhyana. Focus on the thoughts of Bhagavan, on the idol of Bhagavan. By that focus, your strong intellect will develop. And Neyam Sajjana Sange Chittam. And lead the mind in satsanga. And finally, Deyam Dina Janaya Chavittam. And give wealth, donation to those who are needy. This is a sattvic sadhana that can be performed. And finally, shloka number 30. Pranayamam pratyaharam. Do pranayama. Do pratyahara. This is, pratyahara means controlling your senses, controlling your mind. That is pratyahara. Making sure that ahara is controlled. That is called pratyahara. Ahara just does not mean eating, but in a way, connection is there. That's why. Do nitya anitya vastu viveka vicharam. This is nitya, this is anitya. Sharpen your intellect. And do japa. Japya sameda samadhi vidhanam. And after japa, do the practice of samadhi. Sit with the thought of the self. Sit with the thought of, I am this Satchidananda. And in that thought, let the mind just simply merge. Let the mind just go into it without having to think about anything else. Without having to think about, I am the ego thinking about this thought. No such thinking. Kuru Avadhanam, with great importance. With great care. Mahad Avadhanam, with very great care. Do not take it lightly. So do this sadhana in this way for your moksha. But sadhana alone is not enough. We also have to have vairagya. So that is 18. Suramandir taru moola nivasaha shayya bhutala majinam vasaha sarva parigraha bhogatyagaha kasya sukham na karoti viraga. So a person can be living anywhere, like those sadhus who are living under a tree. Sura mandir taru moola nivasaha, or sleeping on the ground. But one who has given up the attachment, such a person will enjoy everything. Cannot say that will not enjoy anything. Because vairagya means only mind in one thought, and therefore everything else becomes unimportant, becomes meaningless, useless. And therefore the next shloka, number 19, yogaratova bhogaratova sangaratova sangavihina yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandati. The vairagya that leads to joy, because the thought is only of Bhagavan. So such a person, be it in yoga or be it in a bhoga, the pleasure that the person is having is not because of the world. The pleasure is because of the self. But that is because vairagya is there. And the vairagya is, these are not giving me pleasure. I am the source of pleasure. But you cannot do any of this if you do not surrender. Have this. Remove your ego out, the pride out, and surrender completely to Bhagavan. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam, iha samsare bahudustare, krupaya pare pahi murare. Shloka number 21. This I see more as a surrender, because there is that last word, Krupaya Pare Pahi Murare. That you alone are going to pull me out of this. The samsara is bahudustara. It is very hard to cross. I cannot cross it by my effort. Even if I do vairagya, I cannot cross it by my effort. It is only you who can take me there. Therefore, that call out from the deep portion of the heart, that krupaya apare, you are the embodiment of compassion. Therefore, you pull me out of this. So surrender becomes important. And then if you really want realization, then shloka number 26. Kamam krodham lobham moham tektva atmanam pasyati soham atma jnana vihina mudaha te pachyante naraka niguda. So if you want to go into naraka, you continue following after kama, krodha, lobha, moha. But if you want a realization, atma jnana is needed. So strive for atma jnana. Strive for self-realization. How to strive? Toi mai cha anyatra ekaha Vishnu. In you and me, there is one Vishnu. There is nobody else. Do not think that we are different from each other. Vyartham kupyasi mahya sahishnu. Do not become so impatient. Continue the practice. And let that knowledge become firm. Bhava samachitta sarvatratvam vanchasi achirad vishnutvam. If you are looking for this self-realization instantaneously, achirad, quickly, then have samachitta. Have the thought of equanimity, which will give you self-realization. And number 22. Rathya charapata virachita kanthaha punya punya vivarjita panthaha yogi yogani yojita chittaha ramate balon mattavadeva. So, you have picked up a cloth from the street, and you are wearing that as your adornment. Without worrying about papa and punya, you continue walking the path of spirituality. Doesn't matter if somebody likes it, or doesn't matter if somebody thinks it is papa and punya. This is the path that I've chosen, because with me, Bhagwan is there. Yogi yoga niyojita chitta. And completely uniting the mind in Bhagwan. Ramate balun mattavadeva. Such a person only will rejoice. And when he rejoices, people will think he is like a bala. He's like a child, not worrying about anything, just dropping the whole world and playing as though nothing has happened. Or like unmattavada, like somebody who is full, thinking the whole world is full. But for him, he is rejoicing, happy. Like that, this person will live. So, all that will be dropped. How and what is the path? Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalatattvam, nischalatattvam. Jivan Mukti. Starts off with satsanga. Follow, do satsanga. It will lead you to the moksha. But all of that, if you cannot remember, if it is too much, then the final thought is shloka number 31. We will chant. I will take 5 more minutes to finish. Guru charanam buja nirbhar bhaktah. Samsarad achirad bhava muktah.